Improve assertiveness for a better life. To improve your life, focus on honing 5 essential people skills: rapport building, curiosity, communication, ambition, and conflict resolution. By following these recommendations and taking action steps, you can empower yourself to influence others positively. Start by practicing assertive interactions. This means communicating clearly and effectively to get others to respond attentively and positively. Assertiveness isn't about being aggressive, but rather expressing your preferences, needs, opinions, and feelings in a mature and non-emotional way. It's important to recognize your true feelings through self-reflection and then convey them appropriately. If standing up for yourself feels challenging, start in less stressful situations and gradually work your way up. Set deadlines for yourself and aim for win-win outcomes where both parties benefit. Action step: assess your assertiveness on a scale of 1 to 10. To become more assertive, follow these steps. 1. Summarize the event or interaction. 2. Express how you feel. 3. Detail your needs, including how you want the other party to benefit. Improve communication skills. To be a good communicator, you need to know how to talk to people effectively. Let's say you're in a situation like Nicole, who runs a website design company. One of her designers missed deadlines, so she handled it like this. 1. Describe the situation. Nicole told the designer, "You agreed to finish your job in 10 days, but it's been over 2 weeks and it's still not done." 2. Express feelings. She explained, "This delay upsets the client and causes problems for us." 3. Explain needs. Nicole said, "I need you to set realistic deadlines in the future. It's better for you and our company." Nicole wasn't mean or bossy. She was assertive. Being assertive means you stand up for yourself without being rude. To do this, you need confidence and the ability to connect with others. Bullies often act tough because they feel insecure. Assess your communication skills. To be assertive, you must stand up to aggressive behavior while maintaining composure. This involves self-confidence and building rapport with others. Understanding aggressive individuals, often insecure bullies, is key to dealing with them effectively. Being non-assertive when faced with a bully can actually show strength. You don't need to stoop to their level to feel good about yourself. However, it's important to be able to stand up for yourself when necessary. One effective way to stand up to a bully is by being armed with facts. Bullies often try to control others with their loud behavior. But if you have the truth on your side and are ready to speak up, the bully might have no response. Before facing the bully, make sure you're prepared. Think about what they might say and plan your own responses. Asking questions can also help you take control of the situation. For example, you can ask, "What proof do you have?" Believe in these tactics. They're powerful tools against bullies, and they can work for you too. Skill number 1, rapport building. When meeting new people, it's important to be friendly, smile, and avoid sharing too many personal opinions right away. Instead, ask open-ended questions to encourage them to talk. Speak clearly during conversations and don't be afraid to jot down your thoughts beforehand if you're feeling unsure. Avoid bragging or talking excessively. Remember, sometimes silence can be powerful. Keep an eye on your body language and behavior. To improve your business relationships, take stock of your major connections and consider how you can strengthen them. Here's how to handle different types of personalities. 1. Ultra drivers. These people always want to win and may have ego issues. Boost their confidence by giving genuine praise and making them feel valued. 2. Secret agents. They're ambitious but more subtle. Build trust by being transparent and showing you have no hidden agendas. 3. eager beavers, energetic individuals may need help pacing themselves. Understand their strengths and weaknesses and guide them on networking and setting realistic goals. 4. Burnouts. People who've lost enthusiasm need positivity and support. Avoid criticism and offer hope and encouragement. To connect with anyone, focus on your goals and work towards specific results. Take steps to make others comfortable around you, and you'll build stronger relationships. Skill number 2, curiosity. Being curious about the world and the people around you is vital. Show others that you're interested in understanding them. When meeting people, let them know you find them fascinating. Use assertive curiosity to encourage them to talk about themselves. Ask questions that draw them out, like, "What do you enjoy or dislike about your work?" Or, "Tell me about the history of your family name." To practice assertive curiosity and genuinely care about others and their needs. Each day, focus on someone and try to understand their most important needs. For managers, assertive curiosity is beneficial. Show your interest in your team members. Hold weekly meetings, preferably in the morning, to stay updated and show you care. When discussing tasks, ask how much time they need and encourage them to keep time logs. Assertive curiosity sparks new ideas, so foster innovation. Encourage new approaches and set up weekly meetings with your direct reports to promote creativity and productivity. Action step: arrange weekly meetings with your team members to keep communication flowing. Skill number 3, communication. Communication is key, especially for managers. Follow these proven guidelines to converse better. 1. Use names. Using someone's name adds a personal touch and shows you value them. 2. Own up to mistakes. Honesty builds respect. If you mess up, admit it. 3. Give specific praise. Recognize accomplishments directly to show appreciation. 4. Be candid. Talk openly about your priorities and expectations. 5. Encourage dialogue. Let your team share their thoughts and concerns. Listening is crucial. Action steps: identify your communication challenges. Are you too dominating? Argumentative? Commit to improvement. Good communication needs planning. Think before you speak. Keep conversations focused. Stick to the facts, especially in business. Only show emotions related to the facts and keep them in check. Know exactly what you want from a conversation. End by highlighting how the other person benefits. Expect questions. Always be ready for questions after you finish speaking. If no one asks, they might not feel comfortable sharing their thoughts. Just like in sales, if a potential buyer doesn't ask questions, they might regret their decision later. So, take action. Ask your team to repeat what you've said about important business stuff. This will help you know if you're being clear. Asking questions is crucial for good communication. Start with open questions that get people talking, like, "Tell me how you feel about." Then, get more specific with funnel questions to dig deeper. For example, ask, "Who was at the meeting?" Probing questions help clear up confusion, like asking, "Why is our client unhappy?" And asking for opinions is a great way to build relationships. So, here's what you can do. Come up with 5 questions to bond better with someone else. Persuasion and etiquette in business. Winning people over in business requires respect, trust, and common ground. Present your proposal with clarity, structure, and originality. Back your argument with expert opinion and explain the benefits clearly. Be transparent about both sides of the issue to maintain credibility. Show that your stance is reasonable and widely supported. Approach discussions diplomatically, with humility and good timing. Don't overdo persuasion or risk wearing out your welcome. Action step: Recall a time when someone persuaded you to support something you initially opposed. How did they achieve that? Good manners and appropriate etiquette are crucial in business interactions. Avoid contentious topics and stick to safe subjects like sports, current events, and work details. Keep conversations concise, avoiding interruptions or rambling. Answer questions from colleagues within 60 seconds. Financial etiquette matters too. If someone covers your dinner bill but doesn't tip adequately, don't add extra money unless you've discussed it beforehand. Return calls promptly, ideally within 24 hours, and avoid lengthy cell phone conversations when with others. Action step. Reflect on instances where you've been rude or inconsiderate or breached personal or business etiquette. Commit to improving next time. Skill number 4. Ambition. Ambition is your rocket fuel to success, and it comes in two flavors, one that drives you towards external goals and another that satisfies you from within. But here's the deal. Fear of failure often tags along with ambition. Those who worry about not hitting their external targets get super stressed and tense. Some even resort to bragging for attention. Hold up, that's not the way to go. If you're good at something, you don't need to scream it from the rooftops. Your brilliance shines through naturally. So, here's your move. Jot down the things that make you feel amazing without any external reward in the picture. Cherish these self-fulfilling activities. They'll keep your focus sharp on both your internal satisfaction and your external goals. Skill number 5, conflict resolution. When people gather, conflicts often arise. To solve them, start by figuring out what's causing the disagreement. Then, consider making some adjustments in how you think or what you're proposing. It's crucial to understand what each party wants versus what they actually need. And remember, things can get heated, but try not to take it personally. Avoid name-calling and mean talk. Assume the best about others, not the worst. If you're part of the argument, try to work it out on your own first. Treat others and their ideas with respect. Watch your body language and stay focused on the present and the future, not the past. Instead of arguing about who's to blame, focus on finding a solution. Offer compromises and ideas for making things better for everyone involved. Aim for a solution where everyone wins. And if things don't go as planned, have a backup plan ready to go. Action step. Make a list of any conflicts you're involved in and think about ways to solve them. Key points. 1. Speak up calmly and confidently when you need something without being pushy. 2. Make friends by being nice, asking questions that need more than a yes or no answer, and really caring about others. 3. Show you're interested in people by asking them good questions and being curious about what they say. 4. Get better at talking by using people's names, admitting when you're wrong, and listening to what others have to say. 5. Convince people in business by explaining your ideas clearly and treating them with respect. 6. Be ambitious by wanting to do well for yourself and also feeling good inside, without boasting. 7. Solve problems by understanding what everyone needs, finding compromises, and focusing on making things better for everyone.